God bless you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We bless God for another beautiful day. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we give thanks unto you for this day that thou hast made. May thou be glorified, be honored in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we commit our day into your hands. Oh Lord, may we be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, bless us through your word this morning as we look at wondrous things out of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, my name is Brother Ilesomi Onile from Lokoja, North Central Nigeria. By the grace of God, we shall continue our sharing today from where we stopped yesterday. Before we take a close look at the scriptures we read yesterday, I would love to remind us that we were considering the marriage between Christ and the church in line with the ancient biblical marriages of the Eastern world. We mentioned the three steps of marriage as contract, consummation, and ceremony. Immediately after the marriage contract, also known as the betrothal, the espoused bride of Christ is given two major responsibilities, and she must be found faithful in these responsibilities. The period between the marriage contract and the marriage consummation is the time given to the bride to make herself ready for the return of Christ, who is the bridegroom. So it is good to consider how the bride of Christ must make preparation in order to make herself ready for her husband. We are refacing those scriptures read yesterday and any other scripture to understand God-given responsibilities of the church, the bride of Christ. The twofold responsibility of the espoused bride of Christ is as follows. One, she must always put on her garments of salvation. Two, she must maintain the purity of her garments of salvation. So let us take them one after the other. Considering the first responsibility, she must always put on her garments of salvation. When Christ made marriage covenant with his bride, we gave him our old tattered garments, and he gave us a new robe of white, a robe of pure white, the garments of salvation. In the epistles of Paul to the Ephesian church, he admonished, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20 to 24, that we must always put on these garments of salvation. It reads, "But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Hallelujah. The bride must put on the new man. She must put on Christ. She must put on the armor of light, she must put on her garments of salvation. It is high time for the bride to wake up and put on the armor of light at this darkest hour of the night. This is the time to cast off every work of darkness as the day approaches. Therefore, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the lust of the flesh. Let us read Romans chapter 13 from verse 11 to 14. It reads, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for helmet, the hope of salvation. Let us consider the second fold of the responsibility of the bride. She must maintain the purity of her garments of salvation by constantly applying the cleansing agent, the washing of water by the word. I would love to read Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 25 to 27. It reads, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." Hallelujah. The bride of Christ is a wed bride, so she must constantly apply the word to her garments of salvation to keep them spotless and without blemish. The bride is born again by the incorruptible seed of God, which is the word of God, and she can only grow by feeding on the word. I will love to admonish using the words of Apostle Peter according to 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 14. "Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless." As the bride of Christ is watching for the coming of her husband, our Lord Jesus Christ, she must be diligent enough to keep her garments of salvation spotless without any blame. For God has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. My brethren, remember that we have been planted together with him, that is with Christ, in the likeness of his death. We must also rise with him in the likeness of his resurrection. We are being made conformable unto his death in order to be made conformable unto his image. And when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Therefore, do not be conformed to this world, for we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. In closing, for this morning, I leave you with this admonition. Put on your garments of salvation and maintain the purity of these garments. Have a wonderful day. I remain blessed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Shalom.